This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, it's time for Open for Business. Now, how do you take a traditional family business from offline to online and then use that to help other businesses make the transition? Well, yes, Frida here. Sam Khan of Beyond Infinity Consultancy is here with me in the studio to discuss experience bringing his family business online, his successes on the Lazada platform, and his aim to enable other businesses to explore the world of e-commerce. Welcome, Sam, to the show.
Hi, good morning.
And Sam, what's very interesting as well is that this is out from Ipoh.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to just check why this is happening, and this is not, maybe what you can do is just move right here and have a great conversation with me. Maybe it's just me. But anyway, Sam, tell me about the story, because you're all very young and everything, and about your traditional business and what made you got started.
Well, thank you for first addressing that I'm young. I think that's a really good one. No one should really guess my age right now.
Looks like a kid. Okay, anyway.
Handsome like a kid. Okay. My family runs a traditional brick and mortar business. And he has aged all the way 60 over years since my grandfather had founded this business.
Okay.
And how did I venture into it? It was quite a story. So about 7-8 years ago, I was in the corporate world. And one day it just hit me, you know, I have a family business. What can I do about it? What can I help with? And that was the beginning adventure of me coming back in. My parents have no idea or whatsoever that I will ever come back. You know, I think a lot of family businesses, they always think that the next generation may not want to take up. So they kind of lost hope when I decided to venture into corporate. But then I made a detour to come back.
Right. So most of them hope that they will take over, but most of them... And yours, your traditional retail business was actually what? Selling...
electrical appliances.
Yeah. And we saw a lot of that in the last 20, 30 years before, before the internet. And that was like doing well. Okay. And then suddenly, of course, with the internet, I think they were very badly hit.
Yes. So consumers' behaviors have changed since after 2010. There were more shopping malls that came up. Everything was talking about convenience.
Right.
Because when you go to the shopping mall, you get aircon, you get parking, you get food, you get everything under one roof. And what does a normal electrical shop outside somewhere in different area could do to you other than just buying an electrical appliances? It doesn't deliver the kind of experience you want under one roof.
So when you decided to join the family business, were they open, because you went on an online direction, right? Were they open to the idea?
To be very frank, I didn't start online first.
Okay.
It started coming in because I had a corporate experience. You have SOPs. You understand that there are projects that you can do with. So I started doing events. So having pop-up stores, participating in government events, and also going through sales, sales events. So that was the first beginning. And then later on, I joined into networking groups in the hopes to get projects and developments. That didn't turn out so well though, because for all these bulk purchases means that we need to pay, we need good cash terms, which projects and developments are unable to do so. And at the end of the day, it affected our cash flow.
Right. And you are doing this out of Ipoh, not even KL. What are some of the unexpected things that would happen in Ipoh but that would not have happened in KL?
Correct. So at that point of time, I was running in between Ipoh and KL, because KL, we also have retail branches as well. During the early stage, I was more focused in KL for projects. So for KL, it's very straightforward. People are very hands-on. They straight away know that if this is a project, these are the kind of terms. Very easy to speak to. Ipoh... a little bit laid back, not many projects to begin. Hence, I was in KL more often.
Okay, so and then building this now, over the years, you have become, in 2017, the Lazada Top Seller Award 2017, 2018, Top Seller Ambassador, 2019, two awards this year, Top Category Award, and also Lazada Seller Ambassador 2019. Now, what did you do to achieve these awards?
Well, that would start with our first e-commerce journey. And it's quite a long story, but let me cut it short. So when the projects and events weren't doing very well, I decided that e-commerce is the only way to break that geolocale. So one of our retail branches was located in Kepong. was very far away, right? And you have to pay toll to go over there. So who would really want to do that
right
back then?
Okay. Back then was only a couple of years ago, but it seems like forever. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And also during that time, e-commerce, 7-8 years ago, we were talking about Lao Yat Forum. Mm. If any of you listeners still remember that, they're still around. And then we were talking about Lelong, Muda, eBay. Those were the days where we talk about e-commerce. We started out, I ventured into different of it and realized that at that point in time, Lelong was doing quite well and hence I focused on it. But then 1 year down the road, Lazada came and approached us. It was just a random phone call. They were doing a market acquisition. And I did a lot of research on Wikipedia to understand who is the backer of Lazada, which was Rocket Internet. I thought they should be steady lah, because they should be able to pay. And that was how I started with Lazada.
Okay. So that journey has happened along the way. Now, and what made you qualify? Like, let's just talk about 2017 Top Seller Award. So just being able to achieve the highest sales.
Yep.
Okay. And why did you, you know, decide to then sort of partner with Lazada? And do you also have your own? I mean, why work on that model?
Right. So a bit on the story as well. Also. Yeah. So when we first started out with Lazada, they first asked me to upload 10 items.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, 10 items is easy. 1 week later, we got one sale.
Right.
It was a 43-inch Samsung plasma TV worth
1,400. Okay.
So my boss called me and said, hey, are we going to ship this out? I said, let me get back to you. So I called Lazada and said, hi guys, I got this order. Are you guys going to pay me? They said, yes, we are going to pay you in 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
So from my shop, I took a picture of the item, loaded into my Myvi, drove all the way to Skynet, took a picture as well. And in front of the Skynet counter, when I passed the parcel to them, I took another picture and made sure that I was in the view of CCTV.
Okay.
So the idea was, I had no confidence back then. I was very afraid. 1,400 is a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
And then I emailed to Lazada. I said, all this, I've done my due diligence. Please pay me money.
Okay.
So 2 weeks later, they paid the money. And right. that was how the beginning of confidence with Lazada.
Okay, I want to talk about, you know, you going to getting it delivered yourself, and obviously you don't have to do it anymore.
Right now, no.
Okay, but you know, that's probably a challenging bit as well for people interested to start their own e-commerce and platform and all that. Oh, it's their own e-commerce business. I will continue our conversation after this. Sam Khan from Beyond Infinity Consultancy. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Behold freedom. Malaysia, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Sam Khan from Beyond Infinity Consultancy, talking about his journey changing and converting his traditional family business from offline to online, and now working with helping other businesses to make that transition as well. Of course, your latest accolade is a Lazada Seller Ambassador 2019. What do you do as a Lazada Seller Ambassador?
So I was very honored to be appointed as a Seller Ambassador in 2018, and also this year they renewed my ambassadorship. Mm-hmm. The responsibility is very clear and simple. It's to grow the e-commerce seller community, meaning that they have identified like Penang, Perak, KL and Johor are where all the e-commerce sellers are. And they wanted to start this initiative by having a representative in those states to create events to gather all the sellers, create workshops for them, unite them together and see what are the pain points in e-commerce so that everyone can solve it together.
Right. And so what are the pain points? Delivery.
Oh gosh, delivery is the number one pain point.
How do you overcome that pain point?
So just recently, last week, I was in Ipoh to organize one of the Lazada Club events. We were very thankful because 1 year ago, when I was appointed as ambassador, we brought up the idea to Lazada to talk about having a logistic arms in Ipoh. The logistic arm is known as LEX. So just last week, they've announced to us that this is already in plan.
Right.
And that's really good because having to deal with just one party rather than multiple delivery parties is so much easier. And they don't have to load up their stocks into a Myvi like what I did 7 years ago.
Okay. Now, so you were also selected to go to the Alibaba HQ in Hangzhou for 10 days.
Oh, yes. 10 days.
What was mind-blowing for you?
I think the first impression that I had over there was the people. the way they work is so incredible. I mean, today, if you log into Twitter or even Instagram, one of the top trending hashtags is 996.
Okay, I know. Yeah, we talked about it, which is insane. I disagree, but go on.
Right. So we were there.
996, FYI, means what? 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 6 days a week. Okay.
Well, relating to e-commerce, we had this conversation just recently as well. And we were thinking, oh, 996 is really nothing. We work 7/7, 24/365. Mm. Yeah. But when we were there for 10 days, we were in the Hangzhou office. Mm-hmm. At night, at 10 o'clock, the canteen is still open. And there's lots of people. And that's how hard they're working. Mm. And it really gave me the sense whereby, am I working hard enough? Or okay. Am I working really good enough? And it seems that it's not enough when it's compared to them. So when I came back, I told myself that we really have to buckle up.
Okay. Well, we have to work smart too.
Oh, yes.
Right? That's too. What technology is there to make our lives simple. So that's why you are where you are and that's why I am where I am.
Oh, thank you.
Now, did you get to meet Jack Ma?
Oh, I wish I did. But no, we were very fortunate to meet one of the mm-hmm. Alibaba partners. Her name is called Yu Yan.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. And then so Jack has an initiative to inspire 1,000 entrepreneurs around the world to bring positive change in the country. What was he doing there?
So this program was under Jack Ma's initiative to inspire 1,000 entrepreneurs around the world. Mm-hmm. Well, different countries have a different quota, and so happened mine falls under this as well. Mm-hmm. The idea was to expose the entrepreneurs to their digital ecosystem by understanding that technology can enable this, technology can solve this problem, and technology can bring this kind of convenience. Mm. So having exposed this, then the entrepreneurs can go back to their country and start something. Mm. I think that's the main idea. It's a very simple idea.
Okay, so right now, you know, you're also helping SMEs, right, to build their own business. Why are you doing this?
You know, I think a lot of people really ask me this question many times. Mm. But the main drive for me to doing this is that I think that Malaysia has abundance of resources.
Okay.
There are many people. Now, if you were to bring me to go maybe to, say, Kelantan, right, to teach e-commerce, probably the educated ones could really understand. But what about the makcik-makciks who are selling their keropok lekor?
Right.
They can't benefit from this. Mm. So after going through this digital exposure, it verified and validated the idea that I wanted to enable all these makcik-makciks how to use e-commerce.
Right.
Well, they don't necessarily have to fiddle and mingle mm-hmm. with the computer, mm-hmm. but someone could, in their community, could set up the store for them and they just continue with the production.
Right.
So one of the ideas that was very similar to this was the rural village in China. Mm. They are called the Tao villages. So we were brought to this place called Bainiu village. Mm-hmm. And this village was ranked one of the poorest village back then.
Okay.
With e-commerce, some of the youngsters started their online store. And then they started importing a lot of different nuts around the neighboring farms.
Right.
And they just sell on e-commerce. And that gave economy to the entire village.
Huh.
So the uneducated ones can start doing packing, doing factory, you know, doing manufacturing.
I see.
Yes.
So it would be part of that, the supply chain, how they can fit into the supply chain.
Correct.
Understanding how e-commerce will help them. You were saying that is your focus then certain markets that you're looking at, maybe not so much KL, or are you also working in KL area?
Right. So right now the vicinity will be in KL, mm-hmm. but I'm already in talks with other states people to enable this.
Okay. So, I mean, if you were to look at your continued work with Lazada and all that, where do you see your business heading?
Well, the business will be heading to a good direction, I would say. Lazada is enabling a lot of people to go online, which means that we have more assortments online. Mm. Can you imagine buying lekor one day online and it gets delivered to you fresh fried from the state itself? So that's something that we really want to achieve.
Mm.
And for my business, it's not just about helping people to go online. It's also providing them an opportunity of an economy.
Right.
Yeah.
And your business, you know what you were doing are you still doing that one in terms of the electrical goods and all that?
Right. So beginning this year, so I just stepped out from the family business because after many years, I've helped set up the entire system. Mm. They can run themselves at the moment.
Okay.
So I got the green light to come out. Finally.
And so now your focus is just sort of helping out and doing that. And so, because when you do these things as well, I mean, when you do these things and you say, okay, keropok leko, there's competition, right? I mean, there's, you know, like you talk about electrical goods, there's also another player. Then after keropok leko, I'm sure there are many other players. How do you address the issue of competition with them?
Correct. So competition comes when you have a very different brand. So say, for example, in electrical goods, we have Samsung, LG. So those are competitions, right? But when I'm thinking about enabling all these pakcik and makcik, they could be brand under just one brand. And by doing that, they just need to do the supply chain,
right?
The production. So it's no longer like, okay, pakcik A versus makcik B, no longer. These two stores come together to supply to their community and sell it to other states.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people will be open to that? I mean, don't people want to have their own brand? Don't people want to have their own sort of, you know?
Right. Yeah. So the key idea is when resources are very limited, people are very willing to work together. And this is the beginning of our business.
So when you look at what's hot and what's being sold online, what is the highest, whether it's terms of revenues and all that, what is attracting people?
Right. Makeup. So principle of economics is very, very simple. Any high-value goods that are sold online usually generate higher value. So Electronics is the number top categories.
Yeah. In terms of margins.
When you talk about margins, very difficult nowadays because everyone is in a competition mode.
Right.
But I would think that F&B still have a certain margin. Yes.
Okay, F&B, like your keropok leko.
Like snacks, coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so that is, and that's what's attracting people. Is that, what about the usual suspects, beauty and skincare and all that?
Yes. So beauty and skincare, they also have a very nice margin at the moment.
Fashion.
However, there are a lot of alternative brands that are coming in right now that is also bringing the prices down. So this cycle will continue to go on in online because you are open for competition around the world.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess also, you know, in your last 8 years, right? And in 8 years in the e-commerce world is a long time, right? What have you seen happen, you know, the highs, the lows, the trends and, you know, I guess foreseeable trends?
Right. So I think in the beginning of the e-commerce journey, a lot of people lost that trust. Don't have that trust like me, right? I have to take the picture, you know, send to Lazada. Are you going to pay me? But fast forward 3 years later, trust is already there because Lazada had a very strong backing from Alibaba. And that gives merchant confidence that our goods that were sold will be paid. And for the customer's point of view, the goods that they buy, if any issue goes wrong, they will get fairly dealt with. Now, moving forward now, the issue is that a lot of online sellers says that, oh, we are in competition, every day is a price war, you know, we have to sell negatively. But when I went into China, what I gather over there is that people started to sell value rather than price. So they created their own brand and tell them that, for example, a soap can be really cheap. But they will tell you that, oh, my packaging uses eco-friendly packaging.
I see.
And my soaps are very sustainable for up to how many washes. It has paraben-free, it's chemical-free. So selling the value is more important than price.
So at the end of the day, right? I mean, when we go through all that, initially people get excited with cost. By the end of the day, value still comes into play.
Yes.
In everything you do.
And we get to see that consumers in Malaysia right now, having exposed to e-commerce for more than 8 years, they have matured. And right now, customers are also very smart to look for quality items and value.
Thanks for being with us and for sharing your thoughts on this. Very insightful for me. Sam Khan from Beyond Infinity Consultancy. You've been listening to Open for Business.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.